I'm Eric Hartley. We're at the Walcott Truckers Jamboree at the Iowa 80, the world's largest truck stop on I-80. My friends from Freightliner have been so generous over the years. The Team Run Smart Pros, you know, they're out there on the road hauling freight just like you drivers, and they're blogging about it at teamrunsmart.com. Henry Albert has been on with us before. He joins us again. Henry, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How have you been, Eric?
I've been great. One of the things we focused on with Team Run Smart Pros and your field of expertise and experience has been efficiency. First of all, tell us about the Freightliner you're in right now.
I'm in a 2018 Cascadia Aero X with the 72-inch raised roof sleeper, DD15, 400 downsped, 1,750 foot-pound torque at 975 RPM, attached to the Detroit DT12 automated manual transmission, and finally followed up by the Detroit rear axles with a 2:16 rear axle ratio with ALM, which is they're actually controlling the amount of lube to hit the ring and pinion in the rears now.
How long have you been in this truck?
I've been in this truck since March a year ago. It's got about 156,000 miles on it now.
What was that first impression when you got behind the wheel of this truck?
Well, it's incredible how much they've made all the parts and pieces to work together when you have all from one manufacturer, the electronics are all speaking to each other properly. How far they've taken the RPMs down in the scale that who would think that we'd have engines that make maximum torque at 975 RPM? That's not far off of the idle of engines that I first started driving.
Which is incredible. What have you been averaging in terms of your mileage in this particular truck in your operation?
In my operation, which is mainly between Charlotte and Laredo, I'm usually 60 to 65,000 pounds. Right now, I'm at a lifetime of 9.9. I had it over 10. During the NACFE demonstration we did, it averaged 11.1 for 17 days. The best tank full now is 13.4. And right now I'm on a project where I'm trying to see if I can get it into double-digit fuel economy above 70 mile an hour. I've had one victory in that on a 75 mile an hour day where with a light load, 15,000 pounds, but managed a 10.1 at that speed.
What's the key for a driver? If you're going to share with them at the Walcott Jamboree or anywhere else on the road, what are you going to share with them about getting the most out of this particular engine in your Freightliner?
Knowing what the objectives of all the technology is, learning how to embrace them, and realizing that it's mainly responding to a message you're sending the truck as a driver through the throttle pedal, and it's trying to give you a reply that matches what you asked it to do. So you're in complete control of it. Probably the biggest key with this technology is to know it's not smart or stupid. It's responding to a message that you have sent it.
You know, this is fantastic. When I know that you have been able to share this with other drivers there at TeamRunSmart.com. By the way, I think we're about 55,000 members at the website now, according to Freightliner. So that's incredible. Congratulations to Freightliner. But also kudos to the Team Run Smart Pros, you and the others, sharing this information on a number of levels to help drivers be more efficient and get the most out of their careers. So going forward, what are you looking forward to? Is there, a new objective you're trying to achieve in terms of efficiency, something else that you would like to try? Because you're always kind of tweaking your trucks and looking at making just the smallest change can help in fuel mileage. Is there anything you would like to achieve numbers-wise going forward?
Well, right now the goal is to stay in double digit and be able to cruise at speeds up to 75, which has proven to be fairly difficult because that's biting off a pretty big chunk. Having done it once or twice at this point, now it's to be able to repeat that. And really, when you look at your goals, whatever the best tank full you ever did previously is to be able to do better than that one.
Yeah. In terms of maintenance and everything on your truck, I mean, that's always preventive maintenance has always been key. Is there anything that you can share with us there, what your practices are, what you watch as you go out? Because obviously trying to keep your truck as efficient as possible, maintenance has to be a big part of it. What would you share with drivers on maintenance?
Well, follow the recommendations of the factory. Sometimes to save yourself money, don't overdo it. Because on the new DD15s, if you're above 7 mod of the gallon and you're using an FA4 category oil, the oil changes are every 75,000 miles. So soon we're going to be to once a year. But, you know, greasing it regularly when it's supposed to be, doing good pre-trips. And with as far out as some of the maintenance schedules are getting, if you're not mechanically inclined, it may become a good idea that every once in a while just run it through the shop and let them do a DOT check on it.
Wow, that's a great idea, because in today's world with CSA and everything else, you certainly want to make sure that you're compliant and that your truck is efficient. But, you know, there are some key elements, too, and points of interest in that DOT check. I've never thought of that, but certainly just have them go through it like DOT would, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that then you're sure you're safe and as reliable as everything's getting, and to the point where who would... I mean, I remember 15,000-mile oil changes. We're at 75,000 now. That's a long time without anybody under the truck.
Just incredible. Great stuff. Henry Albert, make sure, drivers, you go to TeamRunSmart.com. Follow along with all the Team Run Smart pros. Always great talking to you. Are you going to be at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas this year?
I am not sure at this point.
Well, if you are, make sure you make some time for us, and we'd like to catch up with you there in Dallas. If not, I know we'll talk to you again soon. Henry Albert, thank you. Courtesy of Freightliner, we appreciate your time.
Great seeing you again.